Okay, now we're glad for you new folks that are with us this year, and we want you to come back next year when we meet in Grand Junction, Colorado. Now Reba has something she...
Okay, I want to read the list of where all we've been since 1953.
Okay.
So we start in 53 with Memphis, Tennessee, and in 54 in Memphis, Tennessee. In 55, Louisville, Kentucky. 56, Fort Worth, Texas. 57, Kansas City, Missouri. 58, Indianapolis, Indiana. 59, back to Memphis. 60, Topeka, Kansas. 61, St. Louis, Missouri. 62, Kansas City, Missouri. 63, back to Louisville, Kentucky. 64, back to Indianapolis, Indiana. 65, Iola, Kansas. 1966, Springfield, Illinois. 67, Minneapolis, Minnesota. 68, Fort Worth, Texas. 69, Kansas City, Missouri. 70, Louisville, Kentucky. 71, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 72, Des Moines, Iowa. 73, Memphis, Tennessee. 74, Denver, Colorado. 75, Fresno, California. 76, Chicago, Illinois. 77, Kansas City, Missouri. 78, Atlanta, Georgia. 79, Minneapolis, Minnesota. 1980, Waco, Texas. 81, Omaha, Nebraska. 82, Grand Rapids, Michigan. 83, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 84, Springfield, Missouri. 85, Denver, Colorado. 86, Austin, Texas. 87, Kalamazoo, Michigan. 88, Wichita, Kansas. 89, Grand Junction, Colorado. 1990, Charleston, West Virginia. 91, Springfield, Illinois. 92, Little Rock, Arkansas. 93, St. Paul, Minnesota. 94, Birmingham, Alabama. 95, Fresno, California. 96, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 97, Denver, Colorado. 98, El Paso, Texas. 99, Omaha, Nebraska. 2000, Lexington, Kentucky. 2001, Lansing, Michigan. 2002, Lexington, Kentucky. 2003, Colorado Springs. 2004, Kansas City. 2005, Harrisburg, PA. 2006, Birmingham, Alabama. 2007, Lansing, Michigan. 2008, St. Louis, Missouri. 2009, Richmond, Virginia. 2010, Indianapolis, Indiana. 2011, Independence, Ohio. 2012, Woodbury, Minnesota. And 2013, Nashville, Tennessee. That is where we've been in the last 60 years.
Okay, let me tell you something that that I really I feel is definitely and absolutely the will of God for our program tonight. Whenever last year's conference was over, and I went back home and prayed about this year's conference, I just felt like we needed to have someone locally here, and maybe someone that we all would know, to put on our program. And I just couldn't think of anybody, you know, right offhand. And then I talked to Connie Cutler and Bruce Cutler, and Connie says, I'd love to do the program, but I don't want to do it by myself. She says, but I've got a very good friend, a very fine Christian friend, who lives in Nashville, a well-known person who's done CDs and radio and all the other that most of the music people in this part of this city have done. And she recommended to me Tammy Bice. So Tammy and Connie are going to come and do our program for us tonight.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about Tammy Bice. She's not only my sister, but she's a singer, songwriter, one of the top songwriters here in Nashville. She's a member of the United States Association of Gospel Entertainers and Musicians, the USAGEM, and she's been nominated several years for songwriter, and she's up for that award again this year. And I've known this girl, like my wife, for several years, and she is a great Christian lady. Please welcome Miss Tammy Weiss.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me so much. I really appreciate it. And Bruce is more than generous. I am a songwriter in Nashville. There are way too many good ones. And I just have fun. I'm a mama, and I love doing what I do. So, I want to share some things with you because I am much more of a songwriter. I may be an accidental artist, but I'm definitely more of a storyteller and a songwriter. And I want to tell you about my faith. My first look at faith was my grandmother. She was just a sweetheart of a lady. My mom and dad both worked at the paper mill, and they'd worked shift work, so I stayed with her a lot. And this song is about my grandma. We're going to try to get it where you can hear it. Ooh, that's me. My mouth is working. Huh? Wait. Wait on the guitar. And you got about all my volume. I think I got the right thing plugged in. Sound is not my thing, so I'm counting on Bruce here. All right. Now.
What else do you want me to do? Pray for you?
That won't hurt. That won't hurt. Okay.
You youngest don't have.
Well, I didn't know you was going to have more than one plug. Mercy. If a 50-50 chance, and I got the wrong one. Sorry about that. Okay. We're going to wait so I don't blow everybody out of here. Yeah, that's really loud. Okay. Getting there. You can still bring it down. So. Laying open on the table was Grandma Edmund's family Bible filled with pictures and pastel of Jesus and the angels. And while my supper waited, I would thumb through the pages and I could hear her in the kitchen whistling Rock of Ages, and I'd say, God is great, God is good, let us thank Him for our food. By His hands we all are fed, and I thank God for Grandma Edmund's daily bread. That was a simple place and time that I have long since left behind. But I keep close here beside me a gentle spirit that guides me to where I smell the biscuits baking and I can taste tomato gravy. I close my eyes to say the blessing. I can feel the love that saved me, and I say, God is great, God is good, let us thank Him for our food. By His hands we all are fed, and I thank God for Grandma Edmund's daily bread. Let you help me if that sounded easy enough. God is great, God is good, let us thank Him for our food. By His hands we all are fed, and I thank God for Grandma Edmund's daily bread. Oh, pretty. Yeah, I thank God for Grandma Edmund's daily bread. Thank you. I heard some really pretty harmony over there, too. I might have to hire you guys. Very nice, very nice. Like I said, my grandma was my first look at faith. And I'm just so thankful for her and what she taught me. And I remember coming up and asking God for patience and flexibility. And he gave me Allison and Morgan, two beautiful daughters. And they have given me a master's in motherhood. Let's put it that way. Allison, my oldest, she'll be 26 in September, and she will be getting married next year. She brought home that great news, and I'm excited. The younger one will be 20 in November. Morgan developed like a typical child for the first 2 years, and then it took us about a year and a half between the ages of 2 and 3 and a half that she was diagnosed with autism. So she went from talking in 4 and 5 word sentences to losing all of that and just echoing my words back, and it got really hard to get through to her. And sometimes the things that you think will be the greatest trials in your life turn out to be the biggest blessings. She has just been such a joy in my life, and God has taught me things through her. I will never be able to teach her what she's taught me. I mean, it's just wonderful. And I'm going to go back to grandparents again because now my dad's one. He used to be a tough guy, and then I had kids and something happened to him. And he and Morgan are running buddies. They are partners in crime. And this was written by my dad and I for Morgan. He calls her Blue Rose. He is her old silver hair. Each day they go walking with his cane and her teddy bear. And although she seldom ever speaks a word, deep inside his heart somehow they're heard. For every hope, every prayer, love is always there to fill the need. In God's speed, he'll tell you blue roses are very rare. And if you pick to have one, you know they take special care. And the blessings they will bring you in return are many more than anyone could ever earn. For every hope, every prayer, love is always there to fill the need. In God's speed, sometimes a flower blossoms out of season. Patiently he waits for what he knows. God has sent this rose here for a reason, so the world will be amazed at how it grows. For every hope, every prayer, love is always there to fill the need. In God's speed, he calls her Blue Rose. He is her old silver hair. Each day they go walking with his cane and her teddy bear. That's it. And as I said, she's just truly been a blessing in all of our lives. She's a mixed blessing. She can be a handful. She's she is a teenager now, and all that goes with that, if you know what I mean. So she has a mouth. And like I said, there was a time when she didn't talk. Now she can say just about anything she wants to, and a lot of things you don't want her to. But that is my Morgan. And you know, I guess as I said, I've just really come into a relationship with God through her. And I think what happens, what I've realized in trying to reach Morgan, I've realized how hard it was for God to reach me. You know, because sometimes he's trying so hard to get in there because he loves us so much. What he has to offer us, that's all he's wanting to do. And we are so behind this veil of self, you know, and it's all about us. And so that was, like I said, that just that image of that, what I've had to do with her. It's taken everything I have to get through to her. And I'll never stop because I love her that much. And he loves me more than that. He loves you more than that, doesn't he? So, and God also has a great sense of humor. You know, as I'm sure most of you know, and I got the first time I ever met Bruce and Connie, well, Bruce had called me and said he wanted to do a radio interview. Well, being, this may not apply to the guys, but as a girl, we want to look our best when we meet somebody the first time and we're trying to get it all together. And I remember spending a lot of time worrying about what I was going to wear. And I was more, you know, more into that than thinking about the inside of my spirit. It was like, I sure do want to make a good impression. And so I remember just really sweating over what I was going to wear. And then I went to meet Bruce. And Bruce couldn't see a thing I had on. So it was like, and I thought, well, okay, God, thank you very much. I get it now. And so that said, this is a song that kind of refers to that. It's really about how God measures a man. He does not measure us. I'm going to stop speaking of Latin. I'm twisting up in a rope here just a second. For those of you who can't see this, I'm stepping all in the cord, so I'm trying to move over so I don't wind up on the floor. So, if you hear a thud, I messed up. So this song is the title is "How God Measures a Man," and it really is talking about what He wants us to prepare. You know how what He's looking at. How many of you remember your parents when you were little backing you up to the wall to measure your how tall you were? Okay, so that's what this idea comes from. It was co-written with two good friends, Tony Ray Jones and John Swaim, and that's what I did. I come to them with that idea of about that mark on the wall. So here we go. With my heels and my head against the wall, I'd stand up straight, make myself tall. I'd turn around to face the mark that Dad had drawn. So proud to see how much I'd grown. But it's not the size of a man that really matters. It's not the giants who always take the land. It's not the strength or the wisdom or the wealth that we possess. That's not how God measures a man. That's not how God measures a man. Where do I stand when it comes to wrong and right? Do I tell the truth or compromise? What will I do when my back's against the wall? Will I stand up straight or will I fall? 'Cause it's not the size of a man that really matters. It's not the giants who always take the land. It's not the strength or the wisdom or the wealth that we possess. That's not how God measures man. Pick up your cross, turn your cheek, love the lost, wash their feet. 'Cause it's the heart of a man that really matters. And it's the faith of a child that takes the land. And it's a broken sinner's plea or a rich man on his knee. That's how God measures a man. Yeah, that's how God measures a man. With my heels and my head against the wall, I'd stand up straight, make myself tall.
Thank you. Well, how many here have ever made a mistake? Anybody? Yay. I'm not by myself. I'm so glad. Oh, well, I got to tell you, well, for those of you who don't know a lot about autism, it is, to give you a little bit of the theory of mind or a way a lot of them think is the world sort of revolves around them. It's like a giant two-year-old, for lack of a better word. I won't say that about everybody because individuals with autism are all individuals, so they're all very different. I don't want to paint you one picture. But a lot of times because of their perspective, whatever they're interested in, they'll think you should be interested in it. And they're usually right. They're never wrong. And and so I was doing a little concert for some kids at a school where a lot of them do have autism, and the kids were all sitting on the floor, and I asked that question. I said, anybody ever made a mistake? And this little girl jumped up. She says, no, I never have. And, so, and I just, it was just too sweet. I couldn't. But for the rest of us, this is for you. This song was written, I call this my Swanson Pot Pie song. Because Morgan wanted a Swanson pot pie. They come in a blue box. They stopped making them. We were having Thanksgiving with the family. And also with autism, obsessive compulsive disorder comes along with it a lot of times. And when they want something, they want it really bad. Well, she wanted that pie. They didn't make them anymore. I know because I called the manufacturer. I did everything I could do. And so needless to say, she fell apart. And we all fell apart together that day. And, but as Morgan says, we can always try again. So that's where this song came from. Today I made a mess of things. I got upset and I know it seems I'll never change. I'm not sure what's to blame. Sometimes no matter how I try, I lose it and I don't know why I get off track. But love always brings me back. Don't give up on me. I'm learning every day. Just keep on teaching me. Soon I'll find the way. Don't give up on me. I know it's hard right now, but I'm doing the best I can. One day I'll make you proud. Child, before you came along, so many things with me were wrong. I didn't have a prayer. I think I'm getting there. I talk with God every day and night and ask for his help to get it right. I hope you see how much I love you, please. Baby, don't give up on me. I'm learning every day. Just keep on teaching me. Soon I'll find the way. Don't give up on me. I know it's hard right now, but I'm doing the best I can. One day I'll make you proud. Love believes and then holds on tight until it sees. Don't give up on me. Please don't give up on me. Hang in there and you'll see. If you don't give up on me. Thank you. Thank you so much. I've got you two more before we get Miss Connie up here. This is one that Bruce requested, and so I'm going to do my bestest to do it. And Morgan's responsible for this one getting written, too. And this is also because God has a sense of humor is where this one came from. I hope you'll appreciate it. Oh, my goodness. This happened because we were backstage at the Opry for a Sunday morning country show, and Morgan and I were visiting, and when the room gets too full of people, she gets done. So she took off but didn't tell me she was taking off. And I went running after her. And Lynn Fox, really good, sweet, sweet gentleman, was holding a cup of coffee. And Morgan made him, bumped his elbow. He threw the coffee. and then we excused ourselves and we left. So after that happened, you know, like I said, totally embarrassed, but didn't have a lot of time to do anything but leave. And so I wrote Lynn the next day, emailed him, and apologized. And I apologized for the coffee baptism. And he said, that sounds like a song to me. And I said, okay, let's write it. So we did. So, like I said, I guess I owe Morgan a piece of this. Okay. Let me see. Let's try again. It was another early, chilly Sunday morning. Folks were visiting round the coffee pot. Some were yawning and complaining about the weather and all the raining. They were sharing friendly gossip and whatnot. As Sister Sarah reached to pour another cup, someone goosed her, and the pot flew and woke everybody up. It was a coffee baptism, a caffeine revival, stirred the church and brought them to their feet. It was a coffee baptism, a caffeine revival, shook those slumbering saints out of their seat. Now, it's well known that Pastor Bruce has a sense of humor, so he had the perfect sermon next Sunday morn. The smell of Folgers filled the room. It was coming from the baptismal pool. And he gave the invitation to be reborn. He said, are you tired of sleeping through the same old service? Then step right up, refill your cup with the good Lord's love and purpose. It was a coffee baptism, a caffeine revival, stirred the church and brought them to their feet. It was a coffee baptism, a caffeine revival, shook those slumbering saints out of their seat. Well, if church has just become another chore, let's rise up and remember what the Lord has called us for. The best part of waking up is God's love in your cup. It was a coffee baptism, caffeine revival, stirred the church and brought them to their feet. It was a coffee baptism, caffeine revival, shook those slumbering saints out of their seats. There you go. Thank you. Thanks. See? The Lord loves it when you laugh. That's just music, isn't it? If he hadn't had a sense of humor, he wouldn't have made me. So, okay. I think I got one more. Are you done with me? You got one more, and then we're going to get Miss Connie up here. Yeah. Okay. This is my last one. I got to, you know, all of our life, if you're raised as a Christian, all of your life you hear about the Lord going to the cross for you and dying, And, you know, we take it for granted that that was just the plan. And you hear it every Sunday and you just, okay, yeah, he did that. And I think when we back up and say and realize that he had a choice, that he didn't have to and he chose us, that just really brings a whole different thought to it. And that's where this one came from. This was written with Rodney Lay Jr. and Steve Christopher. It was the first song we had written together, and we were sitting there talking about how Jesus had lived his life. And then we were talking about what all he did. And we're having fun with that, aren't we? He's waiting on me to trip, or he's going to. Thank you. A gentleman. I appreciate you. You saw me in the tangled web. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Think about what it's doing to me. Anyway, like I said, we were sitting there in the room talking about how Jesus lived his life and how he died, and that was the track we were on for this song. And then one of us, and I don't even know who, when we talked about him going to the cross, one of us said, well, what if he didn't? And we went, woo, stop the presses. We're fixing to write something different. And so that's how this one came. He chose pain over comfort, suffering over sin. Tempted, tried, and tested, he chose me over him. He washed the feet of servants, broke bread with the least, looked beyond their faults and flaws, chose to see their need. What if he didn't walk on water? What if he didn't calm the sea? What if he put his worries, wants, and will above you and me? What if he spared himself the heartache on that road to Calvary? Or let that cup pass away, where would we be? We know that he did, but what if he didn't? We know that he did, but what if he didn't? He didn't have to feed the thousands, he could have only fed himself. He could have kept right on walking past that woman at the well. He didn't have to heal the sick one soul at a time, or stop those stones from being thrown. He could have been the first in line. What if he didn't walk on water? What if he didn't calm the sea? What if he put his worries, wants, and will above you and me? What if he spared himself the heartache on that road to Calvary? Or let that cup pass away, where would we be? We know that he did, but what if he didn't? We know that he did, but what if he didn't? He gave up all the riches of the earth, chose to give me more than I am worth. But what if he didn't walk on water? What if he didn't calm the sea? What if he did chose his worries, wants, and will above you and me? What if he spared himself the heartache on that road to Calvary? Or let that cup pass away, where would we be? We know that he did, but what if he didn't? We know that he did, but what if he didn't? Oh, what if he didn't? Thank you. Appreciate you.
Tammy Weiss, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm
so thankful
down.
That he did. Did you know what would have happened if he hadn't have gone to the cross? Bruce Cutler would have gone to hell.
Every one of us, yeah. What's I said that? Every one of us. We'd all been there.
You know, I just want that song to sink in. I've been out of line all week, so I'm going to finish up being out of line. And I'm sorry you kept track of time. I didn't hope she was going to forget because I was going to let these people out of here about 1 o'clock in the morning.
No.
You
been
quit.
Well, I'll always leave them wanting more. I'm going to set this down, and then I'll help Miss Connie.
Unplugged. Oh, thank you. If it's all right, Connie would like to stay seated for a while because she's had trouble with her foot. I'd like to thank John Rumble and Gary Feigart's been sitting back here with the headphones on. Thinks I'm doing all right, I guess. You're going to tell this all over Nashville that I'm doing all right, pal? If you're not, keep quiet.
He is doing an excellent job.
I'm going to get as good as you are someday.
I want to be as good as you.
I'll trade places with you. Then I can make that big money off of Higgins you're making.
I'm making a zillion.
Well, most of y'all know Connie Cutler as Connie Cutler. But here in Nashville, they all know her as Connie Lee. So if you see her name out somewheres, on a chart somewheres, or being entertained, you're going to say, oh, I know her. She's one of our representatives at the U.S. I'm all right. I knew I was going to mess at the NCCB. We're both in the MCCF, and that's Music City Christian Fellowship. We're in the USAGEM, that's United States Association of Gospel Entertainers. I'm in ROPE, and that's R-O-P-E, that's Reunion of Professional Entertainers. And if you don't think at my age I don't get messed up where I'm at and where I'm going and where I've been, you try it. And Connie's a singer. She does write songs. She's got some new songs that she has written. She plays the guitar every now and then to accompany herself, and she plays the piano every now and then to accompany herself. And she tells me to shut up when she gets a chance. And I'm going to do just that. Will you please make welcome Connie Lee?
thanks a lot. I got a tough act to follow. I thought I was going to have to take a number. Tammy and Bruce wrote a song together called That Glorious Day, and Tammy is going to help me sing it. Okay. And thank you for your indulgence for letting me sit. I usually stand, but I've had kind of a bad foot lately, so I hope you'll indulge. And our website, if you want to hear any of Bruce's archives, radio shows,
check.
Gospel
check.
Doings, Country Roots,
check.
or any of my, I've got samples of my two CDs, which are available to you after this program, and Tammy's got some stuff, and would love to chat with you, and it's Do It Right Productions, Do It Right, R-I-G-H-T, productions.net. And you can hear his radio shows, you can hear some of my songs, and lots of other stuff. So if you avail yourself of that, I think you'll find something you like. If you don't, we'll go find something that you like. A little more music, dear. Deeper and deeper I wallowed in sin, not knowing I was lost and bound. Then in the precious blood of Jesus I was cleansed. Praise God, I was found. Oh, what a day, that glorious day I had saved. My sins and guilt were washed away, my victory's won, because of what Jesus has done. On that glorious day I got saved. Everybody awake, or you need some more coffee?
walking on air. Now I know I'm heaven bound. If it weren't for God's love, I wouldn't have a prayer. And now this world can't get me down.
Oh, what a day, that glorious day I got saved. My sins and guilt were washed away, my victory's won. Because of what Jesus has done, on that glorious day I got saved. Oh, what a day, that glorious day I got saved. My sins and guilt were washed away, my victory's won. Because of what Jesus has done, on that glorious day I got saved. Oh, that glorious day I got saved. Yeah. How many can relate?
Yeah.
Praise God. Thank you for helping me with that, Tim.
Oh, Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side. Nor wander from the pathway if thou wilt be my guide.
Oh, let me hear thee speaking in accents clear and still, above the storms of passion, the murmur of self-will. Oh, speak to reassure me, to hasten or control. Oh, speak and make me listen, thou guardian of my soul.
Oh, Jesus, thou hast promised to all who follow thee that where thou art in glory, there shall thy servant be. And Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend.
Now, that was a surprise. I had not planned to sing that one. But Bruce produced that back in his studio. And how many know who the other two voices were on the recording? Correct. If I had an award, you'd each, everybody would get one. Pardon me? It was all me. Nope. Just that was me. That was me. And that's what? Yeah, that will be on my next project. God will. Well, hey, you threw a surprise at me, and that kind of took me out of kilter for a second. thank you. So, yeah, we'll pay you later. Don't get excited. Yeah. So, come along, dear. What are you doing? Well, let's travel on to heaven, shall we? Are we ready?
Well, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home
pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Well, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
All right. Love that fiddle, man. Ooh. Yeah. Have a good time.
Lord has been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. Until his blessed face I see, I feel like traveling on. Well, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on.
Help me out.
My heaven.
Here we go again.
Well, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
One more time.
I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
Good group, good group. I'm going to take you all into the studio with me next time.
Yay. Thank you.
Well, give Jesus the clap. It's not him. It's not about me. It's not about me and what we're doing here. It's about him. If it weren't for him, folks, we wouldn't even be here. So if I'm thinking of my song list right, this next song is in my first album. Oh, good. I got it right. My first album, I dedicated this song to my grandma because when I was little, she had me sing this thing over and over and over and over and over to her. So I dedicated this to her on my album.
Hold me closer, closer, mother.
Little Bessie it is.
Put your arms around me tight. I'm so cold and tired, mother. And I feel so strange tonight. Just before the lamps were lighted, just before the children came, way far up in the heavens, I heard someone call my name. Come up here with me, little Bessie. Come up here with me and stay, where the children never suffer and they live eternally. Sister dear, get all of my letters. Read them over, please, to me. I've tried so hard to read them, but with tears I cannot see. Something hurts me here, dear mother, like a stone upon my breast. And I wonder, wonder, mother, what it is, I cannot rest. So her mother held her closer, held her closer to her breast. And long before the morning, little Bessie lay at rest in a quiet, sleepy churchyard, where the stones lay cold and still, where they buried little Bessie on a quiet little hill. Come up here with me, little Bessie.
Come up here instead.
Come up here with me and stay,
where the children never suffer.
children never suffer, and they live eternally. They live eternally.
Thank you. Thanks for the sip of water, Tammy. I really needed it. this song is also on my first album. How much further can we go? The group that I learned it from was the Smitty Gatlin Trio, and they did it much faster. And I love the group, but I slowed it down a bit. And it's a little high, so please forgive me. My throat and I are having a contest to see which one is going to win. I think that Jesus is going to win, don't you? Yes, it does.
We've thrown away the principles our land was founded on. How much further can we go? We've put aside morality for society. How much further can we go? The common forms of decency have fell beneath our feet. The golden rule that God taught us has only meant defeat. We even recognized a man who says that God have fell beneath our feet. The golden rule that God taught us has only meant defeat. We even recognized a man who says that God is dead. How much further can we go? The common forms of decency have fell beneath
you like songs with kind of a long interlude in the music. Gives you a chance to remember your words. Did you ever have kids in the car on a long trip? Are we there yet? Summer vacation and our destination was a two-day drive to Disney World. Are we there yet? I would ask. At every mile we pass, by lunch I was a tired little girl. And that playground at McDonald's was enough for me.
I begged to stay, but Daddy made me leave. He said, we're not there yet, don't settle for less. This ain't as good as it gets. I know what's in score, and it's worth waiting for. Trust me, your father knows best. Hold on, child, we're not there yet.
Because I used to drive my parents crazy. I used to lean right up on the front seat.
Those words my daddy said still echo in my head when it seems my prayers are ignored. They remind me now I'd have missed Mickey Mouse. Daddy said no to give me more. And my father in heaven does that too. Sometimes he says, wait, I've got better plans for you. And we're not there yet, don't settle for less. This ain't as good as it gets. I know what's in score, and it's worth waiting for. Trust me, your father knows best. Hold on, child, we're not there yet. No, we're just not there yet. No,
got better times a coming. Okay, wait a minute. Anne Hartman wrote that song, and she and Tammy, the lady you just heard sing, Tammy Weiser, such a dear, dear friend, they came into the studio with me Tuesday night, and I recorded three songs, and then the three of us huddled around one mic and harmonized together on the songs. So it, and he showed us how it sounded. It sounded like a choir, though. So it was a lot of fun, and we had a lot of fun doing it. And this next song, I'm thinking about redoing it because I know I can do the top part. But I think Anne also wrote Room to Bloom. Yes, I think she did. Thank you, Tam. Oh, and you're co. Okay, I'm learning surprises that I didn't know. You want to come up and help me? Tammy co-wrote this song too.
I was bruised and broken from being held too tight. I wasn't really living. All I did was survive. And I never dared to dream I could make it past the pain. Then you came, and everything's changed. You give me room to bloom, freedom to be me. Your love fills my soul like dewdrops on a rose. Each day I long to move a little closer to you. Love grows where there's room to bloom. You saw what I could be instead of what I was. You took my emptiness and filled it with your love. And that love makes all the difference. With you, I am alive, paradise. is right here by your side. You give me room to bloom, freedom to be me. Your love fills my soul like dewdrops on a rose. Each day grows where there's room to bloom. Whoops. To broom. Putting down my roots.
Too much water.
Next to you, you give me room to bloom. Freedom to be me. Your love fills my soul like dewdrops on a rose. Each day I long to move a little closer to you. Love grows where there's room to bloom. Love grows. To blue.
Thank you. You guys want to hear, this is just a quick story. Okay. Yes, we're going to do I'll Speak Out for You, Jesus, in just a moment. But I just wanted to show you this real quick story. It's very, very, very short. But this little four-year-old guy was in his first Christmas program, his very first, and he had just, you know, one line. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. That's all he had to say. And his mom had drilled him in it all week. You know how moms are, you know. He wanted to get it just right. And he gets up there, and she sits in the front row, and she's trying to, you know, prompt him because he got, you know, stage fright. And she says, I am the light of the world. And he looks around at the audience, and he looked at her, and she said, I am the light of the world. She was trying to get him to say the right. Well, she went through that several times. Finally, he looked at the audience, and he said, my mother is the light of the world. I thought you'd like that. Kids really say the darndest things, don't they? And this song was written by a good friend of mine, too, of ours, too, Tommy Smith, out of Texas. It's called, I just lost it. I'll Speak Out for You, Jesus. I mean, really, I think I need some more water. I'll speak out for you, Jesus. Lord, I'll never be ashamed. Who's not ashamed? And in a crowd of disbelievers, I will glorify your name. As a girl, I loved you, Jesus. But as a woman, I lost the faith. My heart grew cold, my pride took over. And yet you loved me anyway. To the world I surrendered. I took the fast lane all the way. A thousand times I heard you, Jesus. Yes, I did, Lord. A thousand times you forgave. So I'll speak out for you, Jesus. Lord, I'll never be ashamed. And in a crowd of disbelievers,
I will glorify your name.
You want to see the same water trick again? Watch.
You could have left me there to stumble to the point of no return.
Thanks, Tim.
Instead, you laid your hand upon me and said, "Don't you know I love you so?" There in my mind, those words just lingered until I came to realize that for me you gave your life, Lord, and so to you I offer mine. So I'll speak out for you, Jesus. Lord, I'll never be ashamed.
No, I won't, Lord.
And in a crowd of disbelievers, I will glorify your name. Yes, in a crowd of disbelievers, I will glorify your name. Precious Jesus, how I love you. Holy, holy is your name.
Connie Lee, God Cal recording artist.
Now,
she and
if,
she,
wait a minute, hold on a second. I don't know. Do you have crumbs from the table, Bruce?
I had a lot of crumbs on my lap.
I know, but do you have? Can you find crumbs on the table?
Oh, I don't know. Let me walk over. John Rumble, you want to help me out here? Would you help me out?
Sure.
Do you see any crumbs on that table?
Not that. Why don't I just kill you? And listen, it's up to you, Bruce. If you can't, you know, it's up to you. If you can't find it, but well, whatever you want to do, dear. No, I know. But listen, if you like the songs that you heard, they're on both of my albums, and they'll be right over here on the court on the table, along with Tammy's stuff. As you're going out the right back door, and also, I still have dishcloths. And a portion of the proceeds will go to the Benevolence Committee. Now, how many have been served by the Benevolence Committee? Show how grateful you are by funding them, by buying some dishcloths, which I've hand-knit, I guess you're supposed to say, hand-knitted. So Tammy and I will be there to greet you and chat with you, and you can look over our stuff. Okay, in just one moment, Dory threw another little curve at me.
I'm sorry, but I love that song. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock.
It's okay, Dory. Lord, I love you too. Bless your children who walk in perfection, who've managed to master your will. Give them their share of sweet milk and wild honey. Provide bread of life till they're fed. Feed your children, but give me the crumbs from the table. I'll wait for them down on my knees. I'll be ever so grateful for the crumbs from the table. Your strength needed.
it to follow thee.
Hey, this trick's getting easy. With the water. Someday she's gonna miss and spill it on me. No. Yeah.
Lord, I'm not worthy to eat from the platter, 'cause I'm just a beggar in need. So satisfy others, and when they're all finished,
you brat, my Jesus, have mercy on me.
Feed your children, but give me,
sorry,
from the table. I'll wait for them down on my knees. I'll be ever so grateful for the crumbs from the table, for strength needed to follow thee. I'll be ever so grateful for the crumbs from the table, for strength needed to follow thee.
That'll cost you one candy bar. Just teasing you, Dorothy. Just teasing you. Yep.
This portion of the concert this evening is brought to you in part by the National Church Conference of the Blind, with Connie Dee doing the singing, the title track from her project.
Another one? Hey, guys, wait a minute. I know. On Sunday morning, went to the church at 10. I listened to the words I heard time and time. I gotta get a hold of myself here. The preacher spoke of sinful life. It seemed he spoke of mine. But I was young, I have plenty of time. I went on down life's highway, living as I wish to live. Out to meet the other fellow, out to get what life could give. Making money isn't sinful, having fun is not a crime. So I'll just wait, I have plenty of time. Plenty of time to decide where I'm bound, to eternal darkness or to heaven's crown. In her prime, so I'll just wait, I have plenty of time. Thank you, Jesus. Cost you another candy bar.
Before I knew what happened, life seemed to pass away, and millions stood before God's throne, for it was judgment day. Now eternal darkness beckons. I've got plenty of time to think of all the days Christ could have been mine. Now my chance is over, and the name it calls is mine. But I thought I had plenty of time.
Now I have nothing but plenty of time. Get out of there. You know, all joking aside, my dear husband has been working his butt off all week trying to make everybody sound good. Give him a good hand, would you? Didn't he do a good job?
Don't thank me, thank Jesus. Well,
he did a really good job.
In spite of all the fun we've had here this evening, have you had a good week this week, a blessing?
Yes. Yay.
I don't know who to thank first, whether it's Jack, Pastor Jack, as I call him, or Reba Dunn, or whoever, but the whole NCCB staff here needs a round of applause. Yes. Can we do that?
Yay.
And in closing, I asked the girls, especially Tammy last Tuesday, could we hold hands with the neighbor next to you, and we could all sing Bind
Us
Together.
Bind Us Together.
Yeah, Bind
Us Together. Does everybody know the song?
Well, if you don't, it's time
to
learn it.
Oh, what do you want to sing?
Let's everyone stand. And
everybody come around me.
Let's sit, join hands together. Bruce, do you have the family of God?
It's me, come.
The family of
God, I have washed in the fountain, cleansed by His love. Join every Jesus as we travel.
Okay, now I
know. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of.
Amen. Does anybody want to sing Bind Us Together? Together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. There is only one Lord, there is only one King, there is only one body. That is why we can sing, everybody. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together. Oh, cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. Tammy and I see you over at the table by the back.
Let's bow in a word of prayer before we leave. Our Heavenly Father and Almighty God, thank you for just giving us this tremendous time together as we've worshiped you in song, worshiped you in fellowship, and worshiped you as we gathered around the table. Thank you for each one that's here. Give us traveling mercies as we go home. And we just thank you, Almighty Father, for everything you've done in our lives. And we especially thank you for your blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And no one comes to you, the Father, except by Him. Thank you, Lord. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen. Amen.